Online, radio, and TV from Manhattan, Kansas. This is Duo, live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Happy Sunday to everyone out there in listener land. You're listening to Life. It's a very special episode today. Guess what our number is this week, Katrina?
28.
What? 28 is not a special number.
28.
No, it's not the 28th episode.
30.
30, that's right. This is our 30th episode. Woo! You're not nearly excited enough.
It feels like I can't hear anything.
Be more excited.
Ah!
Thank you. That was more of a scream of terror. But I'll take that.
That's because you scare me.
30 episodes. That's quite a big deal. If you include our pilot, we're on episode 31, which is just insane because I've never done that. That means people literally have spent 30 hours with us. That's disturbing. Those poor people.
At least a person has spent
30. At least a person. And at least we've spent 30 hours with each other.
No.
Plus the 10 bonus shows. That's terrible. What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
Nothing good.
No.
But happy Sunday. It's no longer Monday when we do the show live. Of course, if you're listening on iTunes and it's still Wednesday and absolutely nothing's changed except we're recording it at a different time. So we may sound more energetic, less energetic.
Or the same.
More blinded by the sun. I don't know.
There's probably it's so bright.
It is. It's not really much brighter because the studio lights are brighter than the sun, so it feels exactly the same.
And we've got three of them.
And we do. And I would have got a fourth, but I bought a new modem, so our stream could be more...
You really don't need a fourth. That's just dumb.
I need a fourth. Just for OCD alone, I need a fourth. And look, and it's uneven. Look how much brighter it is over here than it is over here.
You got the sunlight over there.
Yeah, that helps. It does. That's true. But on a cloudy day, what are we going to do?
Oh, no.
I know. It's going to be terrible. But anyway, if you're watching this live, thank you very much. If you would like to watch us live, you can do so every Sunday. We broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time. If you come in at 2, you can watch us do dual radio where me and Katrina talk up records and jam.
Yeah,
and
we're Seth Talks.
Yeah. Katrina talks
about me.
At least on 2. At least on 2 she will talk every week.
Well, sometimes I don't even know what to say. By the time I pick up the microphone, I'm like, oh, well, guess what? Time to start the music.
Yeah, that is true because it just keeps on rolling because we have an hour and we don't feel like we can't stop it or life starts late.
That's just not okay.
It's just not okay. So, anyway, watch us live, duo.com/live, if you want to check that out. You can also text us if you're watching us live or give us a phone call, ring-a-ding. Actually, I don't even have the phone call thing open, so don't call us. Just send us
open.
A...
open? What does that mean?
I don't have it open, so if someone calls, it's going to go straight to voicemail.
Oh.
But if you want,
oh,
if,
no, we don't... Okay.
No, but if you want to leave us a voicemail, feel free to do that.
Or you can just text us.
Or you could just text us. That's the best way to do it. The phone number is 505-750-0304. Just shoot us a text. We'll read it on the air if it doesn't suck. Also, we do listener letters, Katrina's favorite segment. Every episode, about 40 minutes in, we do listener letters, and you can email those to life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift to D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. We love to get your listener letters. Now, this next thing is our sponsor, and it's not really a paying sponsor. This is just something that that I'm personally promoting. I told Katrina we were going to do this. Voting. We want to make sure we push voting because it's a kind of a big deal to me personally. That whether you vote for Bart Simpson or Barack Obama, doesn't really matter to me who you vote for. Just go out and do it because it's our God-given right as Americans. And if you're listening in Italy, then vote for whoever's out there. But just do it. So I have down rockthevote.com because I think they're unparty affiliated. If they're part, don't send me emails. The last thing I want to do is get into some political debate. If you want to get in a political debate today at 6:30, we got a show for you, but not on this show. But anyway, go out and register to vote. The deadlines are coming up. It's a pretty pressing thing. So go do that. And rockthevote.com is a place you can do that. So that's our sponsor. This week on the show, I have 5 topics written down. It's crazy. Katrina's sick. Her ex-boyfriend is just a total D-bag. We hate him, I guess. She was at the KU game yesterday. Chris smashed her car into a pole, which we could talk about. Just more car problems in my life. It's not. It's,
oh, no.
It could be, I mean, a reoccurring
could talk
topic.
About my last week.
We could talk about Katrina's last week. Apparently,
sucky. I was sick and it was sucky.
But I want to talk about something first.
What's that?
It's more important than you being sick. It's more important than your ex-boyfriend.
Voting.
No, it's not voting. It's more important than voting.
I'm surprised.
It's probably about him.
Oh, God, yeah, you're right.
No, it's not. It's about a poor, helpless animal.
No, it's about your dog.
Oh, fuck.
Who
slipped the tongue.
Who was made to wear K-State sweaters.
Oh my god, she looked so cute last night. We didn't take pictures either. Damn.
Muslim
did,
tarps or whatever.
We took another picture last night.
There's just, they're playing dress up with Lucy at her house.
And it's throwing really DVDs at her.
And I got a tweet from Aaliyah on a Saturday night that said, I just heard that Katrina beats Lucy with DVDs.
That's not true. Oh, true.
That's what she tweeted
she
me,
tweeted?
Katrina.
She hurt her.
She tweeted that to me. I'll find it here. And then you're just
she's a sellout.
You're going to have to defend yourself. Let's see here. Where is it at?
It's like, you got to show this to me. I was like, I'm tempted to look it up now.
Mm.
I can probably find it faster.
Talking about, Twitter me pink, at Seth Neiman. Katrina just admitted she beats Lucy with DVDs. That's what she just said. That was October 4th, around 8:30.
8:30? Oh, it was at 9:00. That would have been this weekend.
What? Yeah, it was this weekend.
What do you have to say?
Yeah, beating your poor dog with DVDs and then dressing her up. How are you going to defend yourself? I don't know why you're searching for proof.
It's because I still have to see it.
You have to see it to believe it?
Well, it happened.
You live the beating. You should just know that it's happening. Find it yet?
I think she has no defense and she's stalling.
Or she thinks I made it up, which I don't know why I'd do that.
It's 100% true.
It is.
I saw it on my Twitter.
Did you see it?
No.
It's there.
I believe you.
It's there.
I believe you.
Why are you beating your dog with DVDs?
In my defense, it was because I had DVDs on the floor. This was when she chewed.
So they were easy to grab and beat with.
No, she had chewed them up.
Yeah.
And
well, she's a dog.
She chewed 5 of them up. So, yeah, she needed to learn that that was not okay to chew on and not okay to play with.
So you just beat her with them. And they're like, let's play dress up. Is that what you...
No, these are two separate occasions. The beating happened when I first got her. And she did that. It happened like April.
So she previously February. Beat her dog.
Yes.
You'll be getting a phone call.
God, yeah, Katrina's phone is blowing
it's your
up
dad.
Over here.
That's okay.
You should have taken it. I could have played the banjo music in the background.
Talk to dad later. Talk to him later.
So just beating your dog, making her wear clothes.
She looks so cute. I sound like Malia right now, but it's so true. Because, like, okay, so you guys know that Nike shirt you gave me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wore that to the game yesterday.
Okay.
Right.
But then last night, like, I took it off because I had, like, 3 shirts on, so I was getting warm. And I put it on her, and it was so funny. Because it's, like, a big dress shirt, and so it fits her really well.
How did you get the dog to stand still long enough to put clothes on her?
She probably, like, tied it up.
She stands still pretty well.
And she, like, just wants to be dressed up?
She doesn't really fight it. But she does. We did put her in a hoodie, and she didn't fight that because it was really baggy.
But you did it anyway.
She looked like a gangster, yo. It was hilarious.
All of these pictures are on Facebook. You should go check them out. If I remember, I will put them up on the blog.
I wish that we had gotten the picture of her in my t-shirt last night, as well as the one. Did you get the one with the hoodie?
Yes. I saw the one where she was in the hoodie, and then the one that Malia posted that said she was a Muslim dog.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the two that I saw.
Those are two. And then we had my t-shirt last night, which she liked the t-shirt last night the most.
Is this a new trend that you're going to do? Like every day you're going to put Lucy in a new pair of clothing?
Probably on weekends. But we are
that
thinking,
poor dog.
We are thinking of letting her keep the sweatshirt, but Great Danes get cold easily, so like...
But she didn't like it, obviously. You said she fought putting it on.
She fought putting it on just because she didn't... It was more complicated. Like a t-shirt, you can put it over her head first and then put her arms through. Whereas with the hoodie, you have to do the arms first. So she's just like, what is this? And all the slack. And then like, we'd put the hood on her, which is what she doesn't like. It was the hood that really upset her.
Well, she probably couldn't see.
And how many times did you put the hood on her?
A few. It was a lot of fun. And Malia was the instigator in that.
Not for Lucy.
Oh, man.
Once we quit playing with the hood, she was okay with it.
Once we stopped torturing her,
it
got
better. But it was so funny watching her walk around in it because it was so big and baggy. It was hilarious. It was a lot of fun.
This show is awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm trying to think of how we can make a t-shirt now about Lucy in clothes.
Oh, you could
clothe
just put
this dog.
You could just put her in clothes. No,
Photoshop
no. She decided. Malia and other roommate Ashley have decided to make a rule that Lucy needs to be clothed now. Like she's no longer allowed to be a naked dog.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, if you guys want to make this rule, you guys have to provide the clothes.
Okay.
I thought that was fair because I'm not gonna.
But don't you, as a parent to this dog,
mm-hmm.
you got to realize that's the equivalent of going up to like one of your friends and being like, if you want to clothe my baby, you're going to buy clothes for it.
Yep.
Okay.
I hope Katrina never has a kid then.
That sounds about right. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Glad I have kids, which is not good.
So we got that out of the way, the abusing of the poor dog, Lucy.
Yep.
If you want to help save Lucy, go and buy a t-shirt at duo.com/shop.
I buy two, that way she can have one.
It's like Tom's. You buy a shirt for you, a shirt comes to Lucy to wear.
That'd be great.
That would be
She's
awesome.
She's getting pretty cold. It's getting close to winter.
Yeah, and if only there was something called a heater you could turn on. If only there was that.
Or like a nice little blanket area she could sit in.
Yeah.
She lays on the couch.
Is that a blanket?
No, but it's warm. She lays in my bed on my comforter.
That is acceptable.
So what you just said is that she finds places to be warm, but you're going to dress her up anyway just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's got to go outside.
So let's get to something that really matters. Your last week. What about it? Let's talk about it. Let's get sad.
No, it's not sad.
Katrina's poor workaholic life.
No, last week I got sick. I can't really say that because I wasn't like 100% sick. It's not like the flu. I just got really, really fatigued and nauseated. And then I didn't go to work on Wednesday. Tried to go to class on Thursday. I made it to two of them and then went home.
She gave me a brownie that day.
And then, yep.
Yep.
And fatigued then, and nauseated sounds a little worrisome over there, Katrina.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
And then Friday, I just didn't go.
She just ignored that.
If you were pregnant, would you tell us? Who would be the first person you'd tell if you got pregnant?
No one.
We'd have to push the table a little farther from the wall so you could get in. Trina, you getting a little fat in your uterus?
No. She like waddles in.
No.
She starts wearing really baggy clothes.
I'm not pregnant.
I feel bad because Lucy has to wear these baggy clothes and I wanted to be there for her in solidarity.
You know, if I was pregnant, you know what that would mean, right?
Stairs?
Yeah, basically. Because if I'm pregnant, one, it's who the father is. Two, if...
That's why you should buy the live show.
If I'm pregnant, God.
We just made Katrina's bad week last week seem really great by
proposing
a hypothetical.
I couldn't help it when you said nauseous and tired.
That's why I gotta be celibate like me,
Katrina.
You do make my
uterus hurt now.
It just hurts. It hurts inside.
I'm pregnant now. Oh, God.
I can't wait to type up this show description. Live from Sundays. Katrina abuses her dog and her uterus hurts. It's life.
That's so true.
That would be a good shirt. Life is a pain in my uterus.
Okay, so anyway, my week.
Yes.
My week was sucky because, like, Tuesday's my long day, so I'm in class from 11:30 to, like, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And my tire had been getting low on my front driver's side. And so after class, I'm like, well... By this point, I had a headache for like an hour or two.
Those sucks. And everything sucks more when you have a headache.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm tired and I don't feel good. And this is Tuesday because I was nauseous most of the day anyway. And which I did.
Was it mainly in the morning or just all day?
No, it was in the afternoon when I got my headache.
Good.
That's when I started feeling
gross.
That's
a good sign. Vivid
and,
dreams?
I've been having dreams lately, yes. And they're really weird too, by the way. But anyway, so I took my car to Walmart just for them to tell me, oh yeah, there's a 2-hour wait. So I'm...
That's like typical Walmart, though. I mean, it's always 2-hour wait, yeah.
So
yeah.
Then I had to call Malia to come pick me up. I went home and I slept for like half an hour. And then they called me like, oh, your car's done. Half an hour, really?
Well, of course.
So
Malia, anyway,
I know we just got here, but can you take me back
to
Walmart?
No, she was gone, so I had to... That's a funny story. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Anyway. I'll bring that up later. I had to call someone to take me. We'll talk about that.
Okay, we got it. Yeah, you can talk about it later.
I know, I had to formulate that in my head because it didn't sound like I'd actually made
that
clear.
We're going to talk about it later. We know.
But I meant why or what it was we're going to talk about later. Anyway, so I went and got my car for them to tell me that my rim is broken.
Oh, you and Chris have something in common there.
And so since my rim is broken, I'm like, well, WTF.
Yeah.
And the guy says, like, yeah, I'm really sorry to tell you this. Like, this really sucks. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock.
So, like, did they already fix it? Or did they call you and say it's broken? Well, do you want us to fix it?
They called me and told me that they can't fix it.
So they couldn't do anything with your tire, period?
No, because the rim was broken. Or the
so,
rim was cracked.
So tell me, what is that, like, the metal piece your tire's on? Or is that, like, rolling on dubs type rim?
No, it's the actual like aluminum of my tire.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah,
it costs a lot of money, in case you were wondering.
Oh, I know, it does.
Yeah.
I called daddy.
So did Chris.
And so he's just like, yeah, he's like, well, you know, what do you want to do? You want to put your spare on? And thank God, like, I actually know that cars don't do this anymore. Dealerships don't do this anymore. My car has a full-size tire in the trunk.
And really? It, wow.
Interesting. Mine doesn't.
Exactly.
Mine will fit a full-size, but it's not.
And see, and most companies don't do that. If you want a full size tire,
yeah, you got the donut. Extra. Yeah,
I don't even have a donut.
Yeah, you have a full size tire. Most people get the donut.
Yeah. Yeah, and some people don't even get that anymore. Is what I've heard, or it might not be.
I have a Lego block in my trunk. I think just put it on there.
Well, you had a spare,
but anyway,
you just used it
anyway. And so, I got a ride back there, and so we're dealing. And he put on my spare, my full size tire.
Yeah,
and
so you're fine then.
I drove off.
Because you had a spare rim, right? I mean, it's not just a spare tire. If it's a full size, you had a spare rim.
Well, no, he put that whole spare tire on.
Yeah,
and we put the broken one in my trunk.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway.
So you're all good.
I'm all good. And then.
That must be nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then, so then I go, and then Wednesday I'm sick. And then Thursday I try to go to class, and I didn't make it to all my classes. And so I go home, I sleep, and it was good. And then I get up, and I'm like, I'm going to work on some homework. And the homework, I have a bunch of research papers to write, go figure. And
you're a senior, after all.
The research articles I'm finding are all, like, in books at the library. So I'm like, okay, let me be somewhat productive. So I'm going to make a quick trip to the library, get these two books, which I'd already, like, not really called ahead, but I made sure that they were there and I could check them out versus, like, getting there. Because sometimes they're like, oh, well, this book can't leave the library.
Oh, I know. I hate when that happens.
And so... You know, I called ahead to make sure I could leave with him because my ass is not staying there.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm cussing a lot today.
That's
it's
okay.
It's going to happen.
I had to edit out the thing I said about the stairs earlier.
Anyway. Really? Why?
Oh, I can't say that.
Okay.
That's bad. Don't
and
fail.
So, anyway, I guess it's the insinuation. But,
I'll leave that part in, though.
And so, I went and I got these two books and I was gone maybe like 30 minutes because they're like in the stacks and I don't know my way around the library. Like, do I really look like I go to the
How
library?
How many people did
check
you see
out
making
books?
Out in there?
None.
Really? That's disappointing.
Because I had to get like an attendant and so like.
Oh, so they all saw him coming and they all dispersed.
Basically.
Do you see any awkward couples standing at the opposite ends of the aisles acting like they're looking for books?
No. but anyway, so I'm gone like 30 minutes and I go to my car and the same tire that the spare tire they just put on. Completely flat, like there was like this much on the ground, like it was like the
Been
rim
there.
Was touching the ground
like eight times,
tire to the floor.
Yep.
And I'm just like, son of a bitch,
could have got to fix a flat.
I'm just like, WTF, where do I go from here? I can't drive my car, I can't, like, I'm in the parking lot. So I call my dad and I'm venting, and then this guy comes by. He's an old,
he's like, you're parked a little bit in the tow zone where I have to take your car.
He's an older gentleman, but he's a research assistant or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, he's
Are
like,
you with cars?
And I'm on the phone with my dad, and as he walks by, because he could hear me like saying like, fuck this week, like I'm sick and this is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Second time in 3 days, my tire. Flipping out. Not really flipping out, just meh. And so.
Just raging.
And so he walks by and he's like, well, I might have an air pump in my car. Like he's got one of those like. Put it in the cigarette outlet, and then it, like...
Oh, yeah. We had one of those once. Uh-huh. Remember how well that worked?
Not very.
Not at all.
No, it didn't work at all. In fact, I still have it if you want it.
And so he left that with... He gave it to me, and we watched it slowly air up my tire. And then finally, he's like, well... Like, he's like, I see you needing this more than I do, so you just keep it for now, and I'll get it from you later. And I'm like, okay. And he left me with his card. He's a research assistant.
Okay.
He works for K-State, so he gave me his card. And so I'm just like, well, I'm not going to just go home and have to reuse this. I'm just going to go back to Walmart.
Yeah, and patch it or something, yeah.
So I go back to Walmart, and the same kid that was working there on Tuesday was working there today.
He's like, why are you back?
And I'm just giving him this look, and he's like, what? I'm like, well, I'm back. And he's like, what tire is it this time? And I was like, same one. He's like, didn't we fix it? And I was like, well, kind of. You put on my spare, and now the spare is broken. And I was like, how long is it?
Been driving over a lot of nails lately.
I swear, I was like, I was gonna be so mad. I called dad, and I was like, dad, I hope that this tire is not broken also, because like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
yeah.
But then he, like, the assistant guy, his name is Wes, by the way.
Thanks, Wes.
He was like, well, he's like, your other one, the rim is broken, so they could just take the tire from the rim and put it on that one. I'm like, oh my God, you're
Yeah, that's
genius.
What I was thinking that the whole time.
That saves me $200 for buying a new tire, which I don't have $200 in the first place.
But I thought your previous tire was flat, or was it only flat because your rim was broke?
No. The first tire was flat, but it's apparently because the rim was broke.
Okay, so it's the tire's fine, just the rim wasn't.
Apparently. And then
yeah, I don't know why you didn't put that math together. You have a perfectly good rim and a perfectly good tire, so let's put...
Because I'm focused on the fact that I don't feel good. Okay, I skipped class, and I'm at freaking Walmart for the second time in 3 days with the same tire.
She's just angry.
Yeah, being at Walmart's enough.
And being tired. And being sick, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
And car trouble sucks. It's the worst.
Damn.
Yeah.
And so, turns out the bead was loose.
The bead.
What?
Okay. Basically, you know how you've got the rim.
Yeah.
You've got the tire around the rim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing that, the beading is what connects the tire to the rim. Okay. Like that little.
Whatever. Sure it is. Let's say that.
That's what he told me anyway.
Okay. He's like, I got beads.
And so they just had to reseal it. Apparently no big deal, but I still had to wait there 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I had nowhere else to go this time. And I wasn't going to call my friend to pick me up just to bring me back in a half an hour.
Right.
So
have you got a spare tire yet?
So, no.
You need to get a spare.
Dad's calling to get the rim and stuff.
That's responsible. I wouldn't get a spare.
No. Yeah. You wouldn't.
No.
I don't. I usually.
What's the chance of you having like 5 bad tires in a year?
It's pretty likely, considering when I left on Tuesday, I had to sign a waiver acknowledging that two of my other tires had low tread.
Yeah, I've done that before. They said that my tires were racing tires and that they could explode at any time. That is those exact words.
And so
I think I talked about that on a Seth and Colby show once. But yeah. I think back then I had the income to go fix them, so that was nice.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
So then this is where two stories come into play.
Buy a shirt.
Oh, yeah. One is I did end up leaving that Thursday with that kid Wes's phone number, mm-hmm. So that was fun. He's cute, but something's going to happen there. He's cute, though.
Oh,
50 letters now.
I got a phone number. That kind of made me feel somewhat special.
You should try dating the old guy.
No, God, no.
Yeah, you should date him.
No.
Yeah, I think that'd be better for you.
You don't realize how old he was.
How old was he?
He was at least 40.
No. Oh. You know, I realize now that itching my head, people can see it.
Yeah, they can't.
And I look just like a monkey.
The second story itch. I have was I invited, not invited, that was a bad choice. I asked David to take me to Walmart on that Tuesday.
Well, was I not good enough or something? Couldn't ask me?
No. That's me, by the way. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Guess
I'm not
so I had David take me to Walmart. By the way, I swear someone whistled at me when I got out of the car.
That was me.
I was like, what? Like, I'm walking away, and I was like, what? Who's whistling at me like this right now? Seriously. Anyway, but David came over, and we hung out for a little while with my roommates, so that was fun.
I thought you weren't dealing with him anymore.
I wasn't, and then now I am.
Okay.
And it just proves what a bad, bad, bad weakness he's become. Because we were hanging out, no big deal, but then I kicked him out because, like, this is still Tuesday when I was nauseated. I still had this headache that was not going away, and I'm just like, fuck it, I'm tired, like, I'm going to bed.
Why don't you delete his phone number?
So I can't do that. It's David.
What if I delete it when you're not looking?
No.
Do you have any backups of his number?
Probably.
Okay.
Or I will now. But anyway, so then I kicked him out.
I just deleted it.
I essentially kicked him out, and so this is so PG. It's so corny.
We were watching Aladdin.
No, well, we were actually watching Alice in Wonderland.
There you go. Oh, goodness. The live action or the cartoon?
The cartoon. We didn't start it until like 9 o'clock, and I kicked him out by like 9:30, 10. So
gotcha.
We didn't really watch it.
He was just like, please tell me to leave.
He came over.
I don't want to watch Alice in Wonderland anymore.
We were watching something else on TV before we changed it.
Ice Road Truckers or something, yeah.
But anyway, no. So we held hands to his car, and I was making fun of him because we were also making fun of the fact that, like, how I really wanted to go see a movie, like a movie theater, and like I love movies. And he's like, well, I invited you the other day when you were being a bitch and didn't want to talk to me. And I'm like, that's so not true. Like, I never pass up movies. And I was like, you invited me to come over to your place and watch a movie. He's like, no, that was a different time.
What movie did he invite you to then?
That movie just invited me to come over to his place and watch a movie.
So he never invited you to a movie, like you said.
But he says he did.
Yeah.
But anyway,
sure.
Deleting that number.
Anyway, and so, at least not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so,
which is all that matters.
We held hands walking to his car. Woo. And then he gave me a hug, which was a really nice hug.
Was it a butt out hug? He just sticks his butt out while he's hugging you, or was it a close embrace?
No, it was actually a close embrace. Like, his body was touching my body, and it was, yeah. It was close. Goodness. Anyway, it was good. I don't know why you're laughing like that.
His body was touching my body.
And so, yeah. And
it
then,
was good.
And yeah, so now I'm just like, fuck, now I really want to hang out with him, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm trying not
to. All this could have been avoided. You just would have called your lonely friend Seth to come cake you to Walmart. No. It's all just all would have been avoided.
So yeah, that was my...
Weren't you at work on Tuesday?
Probably.
This was at 7 o'clock, though.
See, there's no excuse then.
7:30.
What was I doing at 7:30 on last Tuesday?
Probably eating.
I don't think I was doing anything. I think I took last Tuesday off.
Anyway. So
no,
was,
I was working.
That was my week.
That was 2 weeks ago that I took off.
Do you want my other story now, or do you want to tell a story?
What's your other story?
No, you should tell a story. Come back.
I don't have a story.
It's
my life's boring.
Already 25 minutes.
Who cares? Let's keep it rolling.
Okay, here's douchebag John's story.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, she's got to readjust.
She's got to get ready for this story.
That's why you buy the live video, so you can see that hotness right there.
Anyway. No, man, my uterus really does hurt, though, and I'm like, bastards.
Feel any kicking or anything?
Yeah. Kicking up a storm.
It wouldn't be kicking yet.
You may have a mutant inside of you.
It's killing me from the inside out.
Just wait for an alien to burst out of your chest.
Anyway, so I'm at the game yesterday.
Yep.
I looked really cute, by the way.
K-State versus KU.
Yes.
Go Cats and whatnot.
I was second row, mind you. It was epic.
Yep.
It was really good. I felt bad for the poor boys in front of me because they were shirtless and had painted their bodies.
Oh, we saw them.
We saw them on
we
TV.
Commented on them.
I was right behind them.
Oh.
And,
well, we didn't see you. Okay. They were kind of tall, though, so
I probably was... That doesn't matter.
Did you see the guy dressed like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, he was behind me.
Did you see the guy dressed like the Geico Gecko?
No.
Okay.
The Geico Gecko.
He made it onto TV because they were talking about Geico. They're like, we got the Geico Gecko in attendance today.
Anyway. So Malia and I walked to my cousin's tailgate and said hi to them for a little while.
Okay.
And we're walking back to... This pisses me off just thinking about it.
That's for your cousins.
They live in Kansas City.
No matter. Still cousins.
Okay. They're related to you.
They only got one, the small one. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a full-fledged, full-fledged peach
full-fledged.
Color.
Anyway, and so I'm walking back, and I see this guy, and I recognize him. He's one of John's friends, whose dumbass name is John. And
what's your name, John? What's your name? John. Let's be friends.
And so anyway, so I saw him and I'm just like, oh, hey. And he's like, hey. And he slows down and he's like, he's standing beside me. He's like, oh, did you go to the party last night? And I was like,
which, no. Like, yeah,
it
the
would've
party.
Been, it would have been, well, no, it would have been their party. Like, okay. John and his brother, because they live together. And I was like, no. He's like, oh, it must have been his new girlfriend. I'm just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw a picture of like some lady laying on his lap on Facebook. Did you see that?
No, I refuse to look at his Facebook.
Yeah, it just popped
that.
Up on my wall, and I wondered
no,
if he was
my mom,
dating
my
someone
mom
or
told
it was like
me
his sister or something.
My mom told me he has no sisters. My mom told me that she had saw a picture of him with a girl on Facebook.
Yeah, it's probably the same picture.
Which is why I refuse to look at his Facebook, because I'm like, I don't need to see that. I don't want to see that.
You should look at it, because he looks like a dullard. So.
No, it bothers me.
Here's the face he was making.
I don't want to.
You want to date a man who makes that face?
No. Anyway, focus on my story, because okay, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. My face or the thing?
His pictures. And so he's telling me, he's like, oh, it must have been his new girlfriend. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, well, I don't know. I mean, at least I think that's what he introduced her as. I'm like, that's fine. Like, I'm pretty sure he had a girl on you know, on the side anyway.
Yeah,
so
there
whatever.
Is life after me. Shocking to believe.
That, I'm just like, whatever, you're a dumbass. And then he just kept trying. He's like, oh, he's like, so you're over it? Like, you moved on? I'm like...
He's just barbing, yeah, yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
like, I'm like, I'm pretty content being single, but yeah, you know, I was like, I wouldn't say I've moved on, but I'm pretty happy being single. And then I'm just like, and just like the more I look back on it, I'm like, God, what a fucking douche.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it's
even
a douche move.
For the first time, it wasn't even my ex being a douche. Like, he and I just quit talking. That's it.
Yeah,
period.
Right.
For him to bring it back up just pisses me off. And I'm just like, God, I want to punch you in the face.
You gotta be flat that they're still talking about you, though. That's good.
And so...
You gotta look
at
it that way, that you bother them.
And
that's
so,
awesome.
I don't know. And it really pisses me off. I mean, like, and that's where I'm torn, because, like, I don't like John. I don't want to be with him.
Yeah.
Because he was a really bad choice. And I knew it from the beginning. But it still bothers me that he's already with a girl. Because I'm like, it's only been... And like, if you really loved me, you wouldn't be able to move on.
Yeah.
But he didn't really love you. We discussed that.
Well, I know that. But for him to say it and then like act like it and be
well,
like,
well, he's
oh
a moron.
God.
That's what morons do.
And so it just really pissed me off that he's... So good news is I had Malia delete him from Facebook because I didn't want to get on his Facebook because like, I don't want to be with him, but to see him with girls is still going to bother me and upset me. So I'm just like,
obviously.
I don't want to get on his Facebook and see all these pictures, especially if he's already in a relationship. Then I'm going to like try and start stalking that girl, which is just what I do.
Women are weird.
And we torture ourselves. It's really, really
it's
bad.
It's true.
It's really bad. And so that's why I had Malia. I just needed to just cut him out. And so I did. And then this morning, or before I came over here, I deleted his twin brother, Ray, because I was like, if I'm deleting John, I might as well delete Ray.
Is Ray friends with another man named Ray? Just out of curiosity?
No. But Ray is the one that mainly bash-mouthed me. So I'm like, I don't really want to be around him anyway, because all he did was... All they do in general is bad-mouth everyone. I'm just It's a sick environment.
Yeah, you get enough of that around me.
I do.
Yeah. You don't need any more of that.
And so that's my update. David is still my dumbass weakness, and John is just still dumbass.
Ass weakness.
Doesn't even make sense. Really?
Anyway.
So half an hour into the show, we still need to talk about Chris and there's something else.
Well, Chris just hit a pole in a parking lot. She just pulled into a parking space too
Chris
fast.
Chris needs to tell her story. Okay. She needs to talk more versus...
All right, go ahead and tell your story.
Sitting there.
Well, I was on campus. I was pulling in to this parking lot and this... and this guy hit his brakes really fast and I swerved and I hit a pole.
I still don't get how that happens. Sounds like something I would do.
Well, I was just like, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so like I swerved this way to not hit him and there was the pole.
Oh, look, pole.
Like, yeah. It was really early in the morning.
Okay,
I wasn't awake yet. And
so
I
was
hit
this
a pole.
Was this like, which parking lot was this?
The one by the beach museum.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like, we're saying pole, but it's not, it's like a light pole on a concrete.
On a concrete
like,
base. So
base,
I hit the concrete thing.
Okay.
Because my insurance kept asking me if the pole was okay. It's like, yeah. They're like, well,
who cares about the pole?
I drove by that pole.
Am I okay?
And that pole was so damaged.
It was
incredible. The whole side was smashed in.
Dude, oh, wait.
Because it's made of solid concrete and that happens.
No, never mind this.
Well, I just think they have to file a claim if damage is done to whatever you hit. But I was like, no, it's concrete. I promise you.
That's interesting.
So her car got towed to the body shop, and now we're riding around in my jalopy that may just stop working at any time. If I went out there and all four of my tires were as flat as your tires, I wouldn't be shocked in any way. And then we'd be boned because Chris couldn't get to school. You'd have to take Chris to school every day, so you know.
I'd have to get compensated.
That's fine. I can compensate you.
Okay.
But you can't take me to work. You can't do it. You don't have time.
I won't. I don't want to.
She's serious. She's like, no, I really don't. So
should we take our first break and then
I guess in? I mean, you don't want to talk about the KU game?
We won by a landslide.
We won
it was
by
like
a
the worst game
however,
I've ever watched in my life.
However, it really was a bad game because our defense wasn't there in the first quarter.
Yeah,
our defense really wasn't there until third quarter.
That's how K-State plays.
And
our
game was won through our offense, which also didn't really happen until third and fourth quarter.
That's how we play, Katrina.
But no, I know we don't play until third and fourth quarter, but it just sucked that our defense actually let them score two touchdowns.
But we're number six in the nation now. Five in the nation. We're number five.
And
the
dumbass safety. Ugh. Anyway.
Ass safety.
I just thought it was so funny that they were so excited because the commentators, I mean, we watched it on TV. And the commentators are like, they got 2 points. The tides are changing. KU's got momentum. And then like 2 seconds later, they drop the ball and we get it. And then they're like, oh, well, momentum.
So was the commentators voting for KU?
No, I just think they were trying to hype it up. Like, oh, something's big's happening. Like now they're going to gain momentum. It's going to be this great game.
We were already up by 700 points, I think, right around that time.
It was basically 60 to like 16. That's not...
It was 58 or something to 16.
It said basically 16.
It might have been 56 to 16. I think we won by exactly 40 points.
Like the last I looked, it was like 49.
Yep. And next week we play Iowa State, which we should beat them, but it's in Ames, so that's a little scary. And then we play West Virginia, which could be...
And that's at
West
Virginia.
After Oklahoma, that could be the next game we lose.
West Virginia, you should be proud of me. I watched the Texas-West Virginia game last night.
It was a good game, I heard.
It was a pretty good game. I was rooting for Texas.
Chris didn't want to come over and watch that with you.
I know, it's okay.
Yeah. She said she didn't want to get off the couch. I said I didn't want to get off the couch.
I know. It's
She's like,
fair.
I'm so bored because I was doing show prep. And I was like, why don't you see what Katrina's doing and go hang out? Because, you know, you said that thing like, well, you just want to come over sometime and hang out. You can just come over and hang out. Because all we do is sit.
Yeah, but we were just going to sit at Katrina.
But at least she has something like, to do.
And she's all like, oh, but I have a bigger TV. And
I did
like,
try and come
I
like,
have
get her
friends
over
here.
Oh,
I
she
have
was trying
people.
To get you to come over here.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I've got people here.
That's a
you
bad move.
No, I didn't.
You could have just said, really? Like, that's what you should have said.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Like, I said I would rather go over there than do show prep, but I was very responsible.
But the KU game was good. I saw, hello.
You touched
I saw,
leg.
I did.
Liked it.
I saw Eric Stone Street. I saw all the basketball players, which gets me really hyped.
All of them.
I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter, but I read all
did
the.
Did you see Row Letter? Okay, yeah.
The one that never plays.
Yes. You did?
And
did you shake Will Spradling's clammy hand again?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was in second row, so I couldn't reach the players.
Gotcha.
And there was tubas on the ground in front of the people I was standing. So like,
did you drop
people,
your phone? Or
they didn't really. No, I didn't. Good job. But anyway, I follow a lot of the basketball players on Twitter, and they're all tweeting about how practice starts next week, i.e. this week. So I'm.
Did
super
you
excited.
See the
I
picture?
Too, basketball.
I don't know who tweeted it of Willie like peeking out. At all of them at the new facility.
I want to go to that new basketball training
awesome.
Complex
looks
so
really
bad.
Nice.
It looks yeah. awesome. I'm so excited for basketball season to start up.
Speaking of which, have you guys seen the new like K-State commercial that makes K-State actually look legit?
Yes, it's really well done.
It's
well
crazy. Done.
Oh, by the way, what? Something that sucks that I didn't think about until it was too late. No, I thought about that a long time ago.
Anyway.
That I knew.
Anyway.
There's a lot of basketball games on Sundays.
That is true. What are, we're
we'll, change,
to, like,
we'll change schedule come next semester anyway.
I think.
Well, but we're going to have to change schedule next semester anyway because I'm going to be.
Yeah, but basketball starts next month. And by next month, I mean like in 2 weeks they have an exhibition game.
I don't, we'll change it to Saturday then.
Maybe we, but okay. I mean, I'm fine changing it.
We'll figure it out. We'll
my option
like,
was
hey.
We just turn it on over here and we just watch it for an hour and people
my,
just
they
listen
can just
to
watch
that.
Us. We're my actually thought, very entertaining when we watch. And by
thought,
us, I mean me.
My thought, well, I've got tickets.
I know.
I'll be here.
I know you do.
But we'll just figure that out. Like, if it happens to be on a Saturday, then we'll just be like, hey, due to the game, like, postpone to this and just tweet it out.
We'll just have to play it by ear. But I did think of that. Like, oh, sports.
There are more during the week, though, than on
But, I mean,
weekends.
I remember them being mostly, like, on Mondays. And
yeah, they're usually not
Tuesdays.
On Sundays.
I feel like
Sundays.
Thursdays.
Well,
there's
usually,
Thursday
the
games.
Only times we're on Sundays are the weenie games at the very beginning of the season. Once they get into the games that matter, if they're on a Sunday,
in which case, I mean,
it's really
I'm
late.
Okay with, like, selling my ticket to the weenie games and watching them here, and we can do the whole videotaping thing.
Yeah, so let's just do that. Bonus show or something. Okay, let's take a break.
Yes, please.
Let's take a break because it's 3:40.
Shit.
We have two breaks left. Three breaks.
We still
left.
Have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot of stuff to do. So let's stop jabbering and let's go to commercial. We'll be right back. As soon as this works. There we
this
go.
This is life.
Katrina had to perform a wardrobe change, so we're actually waiting for her to get back into her seat before the show actually can begin. Now she's waving me off as she checks her text messages off screen.
We need to do tradition. Hurry up, Katrina.
Now she's coming back to the table. She's sitting. See, she changed clothes.
Ta-da!
Now she's wearing a nice shirt. I mean, she was wearing it before.
I just took off my sweatshirt.
Yeah, she just took off her hoodie. And she smells good.
I washed my hands.
That means I buy the right products.
Nice.
That's what that means. If you know what, I don't. Never mind. Okay.
Just don't go there.
This is segment two. It's a segment filled with tradition dating back to the 17th century.
Yeah.
Five episodes. This is where we talk about anything that matters to us. And in order to decide who goes first, we play rock, paper, scissors. Katrina almost fell over and died. And she's still primping, which I
don't know what's happening. She's here.
You notice my purple strip?
I did, yeah.
Yes.
I commented on it, like, on Thursday when I saw you. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah. Still waiting. You know people have been watching you for 40 minutes,
you know,
right?
I have the microphone down. I'm ready to do this.
Okay, we're ready.
Let's do this. Traditional, we got to turn this off. It wasn't supposed to be a patented fade out, but it turned out to be one. So then we got to turn on our actual music here. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Here we go. Katrina did four. Let's try that again.
I still beat you.
Let's try that again. This time, let's count correctly. One, two, three, shoot. Not one, two, three, three, shoot.
No, it was one, two, three,
four.
And this is what it was.
Here we go. Okay. None of us started saying that. Okay, let's do it. One, two, three, shoot. Okay. Katrina gets to go last because she beat me and Chris. So now it's between me and Chris. Hurry up! She did four.
She's pulling a me right now.
She did four.
Do it again. Redo. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, Chris gets to go second. That means I go first.
Yeah.
What matters to me? A group of scientists at MIT have developed a new best of... A group of scientists at MIT have developed a new vest.
Yep.
Oh.
That you can link to your Facebook account.
What?
Why would you want to link a vest of all things to your Facebook account?
Yes, like do tell.
Because when people like something you've posted, the vest will inflate.
What? No.
Yes.
What? I don't want that.
Dumb.
I don't want that.
That sounds awfully weird at first.
Yeah.
But there's actually a rather touching reasons for its existence.
Because then you can look big and bad and like, look, I've got this many likes.
It's like a hug.
Have
you read this or something?
No, wait, no. Did you know that an actual famous designer made a coat that acts like a hug and like the buttons
are
like hands?
I did see that, yeah.
And it's supposed to... Oh, it's crazy.
I swear you guys have read this.
No, I haven't. I'm just real good at predicting this.
The idea of this vest, which has been dubbed Like a Hug...
Like a Hug, yeah.
...is to simulate the feeling of receiving a hug from your friends. The vest inflates when friends like a photo, video, or status on the wearer's wall, thereby allowing us to feel the warmth, encouragement, support, and love that we feel when we receive hugs.
No, this
How is it deflators? It just pop.
This is what designer Melissa Chow writes on her website. Hold on. We're getting there.
Okay.
Chow developed the vest with Andy Payne and Phil Seaton at the MIT Media Lab. But wait. By squeezing and deflating your vest, you can make the vest of a person who liked your post inflate, essentially giving them a hug back. In addition to giving us a quick breakdown of the vest on her website, she posted a video online of it inflating and deflating.
But you would have to wear this vest all the time.
Yeah. So, Katrina, if you want to hug me,
nope.
First I would have to like all of your photos, and then your vest would get big and bad. And then you would deflate it, and it would hug me back.
I don't get how...
I just don't like...
So when I deflate it, that's when yours inflates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives the hug back. So, like, if
like
15 people...
done with the hug, so
if
now
15 people like your thing, and your vest inflates 15 times, okay, then you deflate it, each one of those 15 people gets one like equivalent in return. So their vests get a little bit bigger.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I agree. No.
That's just dumb. Like,
this is
people,
dumb.
Just go hug each other.
If anyone
and
buys
just go
this,
be nice.
If anyone buys this,
be like,
they're just dumb.
You look nice today. Compliment each other. We wouldn't need to give so many hugs. And
you can't
all this
hug
crap.
Random ladies, though. I just can't and walk up and just, hug ladies.
Yeah, but like,
dumb.
Yeah, you don't need that. No.
Like,
it's creepy.
This is what happens.
I think people in the world are too violent. There's no hugs anymore.
I hate this.
This vest is not the solution.
Our world is so technologically, like, you. Like, the fact that we sit here, all three of us will sit here and watch TV and we're all freaking on our phones.
Not me.
Instead of actually interacting with each other.
Whatever.
This
say
is
not
basically
me all the time.
A simulation for me pretending to be there for you. Like, oh, hey, look, let me pretend. No.
But
dumb.
If you're not here anyway,
spend
this
time
would be
with
good.
People and hug each other and love each other.
I agree.
And that's
this
the world.
That's we hate your what matters to me this week.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Okay. Not feeling the love.
We'll give
I wish
a
I
hug.
Had a vest that would hug me.
We'll give you a hug after
Since
the
none
show.
Of my friends do.
You have to have a good status for people to like, and that's just not going to happen either.
I'll just put up a picture of Aaron. People eat that up.
That's cheating.
I know, but it works.
And would it just be
just like
stat-
you put
Wait.
Up a picture of your stupid dog all the time.
Yeah. I don't get any likes on that. I only get hate mail.
Just from me, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Does that count for like any of your posts or just your status?
It says...
It said anything.
It pictures. Says like a photo, video, or status update.
Anything.
Yeah.
So it's just likes in general. So there you go. Chris, you're next.
Well, mine goes from, you know, hugs to violence.
So, only this man would have had more hugs.
Well, yeah, maybe. So this guy at the University of South Alabama.
All I can see on this is CNN Justice.
Yeah, I don't know. basically, this freshman was naked and acting erratically outside campus police station Saturday.
He was only naked because he didn't have a vest on.
And the police officer fatally shot him. He shot him and killed him. It said there aren't many details, but this guy was like a big guy. He was a varsity wrestler, but he was like a pretty good-natured guy. Everyone said he was pretty nice. I'm guessing.
But he was naked on campus?
I'm guessing he was drunk. They said he was naked and acting erratically. It sounds like he was drunk.
And he also bum-rushed the police officer.
It said he repeatedly rushed and verbally charged the officer in a fighting stance. But that's only the officer saying that. There were no other people around to witness this, apparently.
Yeah. So he shot him because he was being aggressive?
So, he shot him, but people...
If he's naked, you could shoot him anywhere and not kill him.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I thought. Why did he fatally shoot him when he could have shot his leg and taken him out? The guy then wasn't going to get up.
Unless because he's so big and burly, he didn't know what could happen.
And so you shoot his leg, and then he goes down, and then you take him to the hospital instead of shooting him and killing him.
I'm just saying, a day filled with bath salts and people eating other people's faces, I tend to be more on the cop side.
Well, and he was not armed, so I mean...
Well, yeah, he was nude.
I just feel like... The person said, freshmen do stupid things. Campus police should be equipped to handle activity like that without having to use lethal force.
Exactly.
I'm surprised they had guns. I mean, I think most cops should carry stun guns and tasers now, don't they?
It has been placed on administrative leave.
Well, obviously.
Well, they have to because it's a scandal now.
Well, and that's what I feel like.
Well, when you kill someone, you should probably take some days off.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that happens anyway.
That's how you get a break from work. Kill someone.
That's also how I go to jail.
Yeah.
Vacation, meals provided, don't have to worry about rent. I've thought about it.
I would be hurt. I'm on the lower end of the totem pole. Do you not realize this?
I don't know.
They would come at me.
You would, I think you'd do pretty well in prison,
who
actually.
Who would I kill first?
John?
Probably.
I could give you a list of people I would like to not be here. Most of them would require a trip of 2 hours, but...
No. Because then it would lead back to you, and then you would be...
That's all right. I would like not to worry about paying rent. Plus, I'd do good in jail, too.
Uh-huh. No, you wouldn't.
I would do great. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm a beautiful man.
Yeah. That's something. Anyway, your story, Chris.
Yes.
Well, basically, I guess there was a security camera, so they're reviewing that, and the spokesperson for the school says it's a campus tragedy and they're actively investigating it.
Which they should.
And then the bottom of my thing has a link to click on another story about killing. And I didn't notice it until now, but it says police kill amputee in a wheelchair at group home for the mentally ill.
What?
I didn't read this story.
The world we live.
There's a lot of violence going on.
But there's also violence if you look for violence. I mean, there's a lot of...
Well, I was reading on this justice.
CNN Justice.
I found it on my phone. It wasn't under the justice there.
You're watching basically. CNN Justice.
So that's where... Go ahead. Are you done?
I was just going to say, I really hope no one at K-State shoots me. I hope they carry tasers. That should probably be the first step.
So on that note, that reminds me, this is not what matters to me. There was a shooting at Chase Apartments last night.
Really? That's where you used to live,
right? I know someone who lives there.
No, I live next door to them.
Oh.
And it's actually, one of my friends lives in that building. He lives on the third floor, and the shooting was on the second floor. And they said that they were, I don't remember, I haven't read the update. My friend saw it on Twitter, of all things.
Huh. And, not heard about that. Interesting.
There was a shooting, and there was blood. I don't know if it was, I don't remember if it was a
fatal
shooting.
Was it in the
laundry
room, or?
No, it was on the second floor.
Gotcha.
And Chase Apartments, has their own, washing
room. That's scary. Manhattan's getting scarier. But it's not as scary as Wichita yet, so I'm not fazed.
It was after the KU game, so everyone was drunk and dumb.
Yeah, I bet it was someone from Lawrence.
It was probably most likely an accident.
Yeah. I want a gun. Katrina, can we go buy guns together sometime?
No.
Why not?
Don't let him have a gun.
I want a gun.
So anyway, what matters to me...
I want a big desert eagle like my people have.
No.
That's what we're getting, a gold desert eagle.
No, just let Katrina tell her what matters to me. You don't need a gun.
What matters to me is I want a gun. Katrina, what's your what matters to me story?
What matters to me is, as previously noted, this is mine. It's just cheesy. It's BS.
Oh, she made this up. She doesn't have anything prepared. Yeah. Forgot about this. Glad we saved the best for last.
Yep.
Yeah.
Essentially, what matters to me is...
My cousin's coming to town.
Oh, I couldn't bring that up.
Oh, God. I'm sorry I said that.
Could bring... frick. No, is... for me to find myself again, because after dealing with all this boy drama, like, I don't feel like myself, as well as being overworked with work, like, it's just not okay. And I really need it. I'm not my confident, normal, like, perky self. I'm just kind of like, blah, and it's really boring and lame and sucks, and I'm in a funk, really.
So what are you going to do to get out of this funk?
I don't know yet.
Want listeners to send in ideas?
They could.
I think we might this week for that's an idea.
What? No, we'll talk about it later. What, one thing that's sad, but a fact is, one is that everybody and I've been talking about TJ a lot lately, which is just...
Yes, Tiberius.
Bad.
Yep.
Tiberius, everyone's with it.
Yeah. he moved to Minnesota to wrestle bears.
She, she swears, this is not Malia, this is Ashley.
We know she swears, yeah.
She swears that,
a lot.
The universe is, talking to me because we've been talking about it, and so now I've kind of been having dreams, and then... I saw a truck that looked like his the other day, and it was really funny. Because then after it like went by me, it was a guy in uniform, and went in front of me. It had a Minnesota license plate, and it was really creepy. Because
like, it's kind of creepy.
It is
really,
TJ.
It's really creepy. I about texted and was like, "Are you sure you're not in Kansas right now?"
Cause I just got
passed by your truck.
You don't have a twin brother named Ray, do you?
So anyway, and so she's like, "It's the universe talking to you. You need to talk to him." I'm just like, no. But that does make me feel...
How do you talk to the universe?
Not to the universe, to TJ.
Oh.
The universe is talking to me and telling me to talk to him.
I thought she meant the universe is talking to you to talk back.
Oh, what this reminds me of, though, is like I've always had him to talk to. So like I kind of always had that like self-esteem boost from him in a way. And I kind of feel like because I don't have him and now obviously with these bad issues that have been going around. I keep going like this, but that's where the pot of boys are right now.
The pot of boys that are in the cauldron being boiled
She's
alive.
Just
basically.
Them all.
Yeah.
She doesn't mean this show.
That's where I've lost it, so I really need it.
You need to get your mojo.
Part of me wants to text him now, but she's also pushing for it, and I'm like, no, I can't do that. What am I gonna gain from that? Just talking to him? Okay.
Oh yeah, he lives 4,000 miles away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if I start talking to him.
And who knows how much he's changed in the last year too.
And who's to say I won't get feelings back, and then that's just
And then that's
dumb.
Just worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not texting him, but it does realize that I don't really have life.
So, listeners, send in some suggestions because I'm not good at this. Because
I'm not either.
I just drink.
But I also haven't. I haven't been in a funk like this since like junior high school.
When I get in a funk, what I do is drink and work, which is why I've been drinking and working
I've been
my
working
entire life.
Too much, and I can't work anymore. I'm done. Like I quit.
Yeah, she quits.
Quit life.
I really wanted to quit, and I told her she could move into here and she could just work for me. She wouldn't have any bills.
No.
I'd put on pants before I came out of the bedroom every morning.
He wouldn't.
For at least the first couple weeks.
He wouldn't.
The first day.
One day he might remember, kind of, hopefully.
I wouldn't be nude ever, though. I can tell you that, because I don't walk around the house nude.
No.
I don't want to know.
I don't know what I know what that meant.
Well, sometimes you do.
Chris sounded like a cow giving birth.
When he takes showers, he often walks around the house nude.
That's not true.
That's true.
Anyway, let's take a break and come back for our third segment.
All right, Katrina really wants to hear what you guys said about how beautiful she was. She really wants to hear it.
She does.
A little bit.
I only have like a
Maybe
few
it'll
letters.
Help her get out of her funk.
That's not going to help me.
But for all you people who are really scared of how this creepy this next segment is going to be, rest assured that I've got other letters besides those. It's not always just about Katrina on this show.
Shocking.
Except for when it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's better than me because my life's boring. Only thing I do here is steer your stories together. My only job.
Fair enough.
That and doing the show prep.
Okay.
Yep. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. We got to do this. Patent fade out.
Oh, but I like that song. I need a city
light. No.
Two patented fade-outs for the price of one.
Nice.
Katrina, what time is it?
Mail time!
That's right. This week, we had a specific topic.
Me!
Email in and tell Katrina why she's so beautiful.
Why? I thought it was just tell me I'm beautiful.
Tell her she's beautiful and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
tell me why I'm beautiful.
How did we get to ask that in the first place? Like, how did that come to be?
Because last week's emails were mean.
That's what it was. The Jack... Remember that guy Jack last week who was real mean to you?
No.
I remember him.
I don't want to remember him.
I remember
him. I block tragic things out of my head, or I try to.
Well, this week we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters.
Yay!
Let's do the ones about me first.
Okay. Can I read one about you? Give me a short one, because I don't read well.
I don't read well.
Let me fold this page over.
I spoke proper English in that. Kind of, I think. I don't know.
If you can read those two. Okay. Top one I have to read, though. Don't look at it.
That one's long. I don't want to read it. Okay, we'll read the first one by Mal.
Okay.
I'm going to... I would say that's short for, like, Mallory, but...
That's what I would assume. Also could be short for Malcolm.
So, oh, yeah, Malcolm. Okay. Yeah.
But well, I believe it's from a girl just because it's written like a girl, but I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, you would know. Anyway,
this is from Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
This is from Mal. I noticed Seth stopped playing... Stopped playing Ellie Goulding's songs during Duo Radio. Does this mean that he got her phone number? I'm dying to know.
I don't know.
Tell us if you got... Did you get her phone number?
I did.
I think he did.
I think he did. I think that's a yes.
Steph writes in.
It's possible. I haven't called her or anything, though. Just like I haven't called Drake yet.
I'm very proud of you.
Should have, though.
You came really close the other day.
I did.
Anyway, so Steph writes
in. But then I passed out.
That was pretty great.
Anyway, what did Steph write?
Steph writes. She's like, I know I'm supposed to write in and talk about Katrina's beautiful or whatever, but I wanted to... But I wanted to just let you guys know that Malia was great last week. Loved her energy, her sense of humor, and the way she made Seth laugh.
This is a weird compliment, right?
She was just like a female Colby, and that's the highest price I can give. It was praise, I'm sorry.
Price.
I told you, I can't read well.
Don't
highest
let her
praise
letters.
I can give. I'd love to have her back on the show frequently as a guest or even full-time as a host. Modify the intro. I want Malia every week.
There you go.
Well, Seth is pining after a show for Malia and I.
Yep. Katrina said she didn't want to do it. Write her letters.
We'll see. Well, Malia has practice every night at like 7 o'clock.
That's all right. I can stay up till midnight. I don't care.
We could also do weekends. But
weekends are fine. Do it on a Sunday.
We could figure that out. We'll see. She'll probably still be back on a guest because she had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, she's welcome back on live anytime she wants to be on air, even if she's not, even if you're not doing Katrina and Malia talk.
She had homework today. Stuff. And it's time for it. It was today we needed to talk about her, so I didn't want her to come. And it's my show. I mean, let's be real.
Katrina,
I don't like
Malia
it when Colby
stuff.
Sits here and hides me, and all last week she hid me, and it was not okay.
We're doing another show
because I like to see my face.
We're doing a show that I'm not involved in.
Yeah.
So I have to.
And
set
that
up,
makes it hard for me.
Well, I have to set up a new studio. Well, I'm involved in ever on the board and everything.
I know, but it's
but
hard
that means I'm not in the video. So I'm setting up another studio that is just for hosts. That'll be on a separate table, and we'll have full views of everybody that's on the show. So, if you and Malia did decide to do a show, you would be in that studio, and then you and Malia would have equal camera time.
Our biggest thing with being on a show is kind of like, we don't really know what we would talk about, because like, we have a lot of fun together, and we have a lot of jokes together. Like, when we dress Lucy up and all of that entails.
I think you'd figure it out.
But it's just like, we don't... Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, we have the bonus, like, not the bonus, but the pilot.
Ask me how much prep me and Colby do for our 2-hour long shows. None. Absolutely none. We sit down and we just start talking. That's what we do. And it lasts 2 hours. And 2 hours just fly by. And people love it, I think. So anyway, you should do it.
I don't know. We'll see.
You should do it.
You're more than welcome to write in and...
Next week, the only letters I'm going to read are the letters to ask them to do a show. And I'm going to read 50 of them.
Don't do that.
I want 300 letters about it.
Oh, God. Don't. No. Please don't.
And I'm going to read every single one of them on the show.
Don't.
So make them short.
Watch them just be like, Malia. That's all it's going
to
be.
The next 10 letters say, Katrina and Malia need to do a show. And that's all they say.
Next 150 say this.
Here's another one about Malia that's also about me. Brian writes in, Seth's got it so great, and I'd love to know how he does it. Last week, I tuned into the live stream for the first time, and it also happened to be the first show with Malia. And shockingly, all three of the women on the stream were hotties. How does Seth do that? How does he constantly get himself in a situation where he's surrounded by hot ladies? Seth, your life must be so awesome.
Yes, Seth.
All that eye candy around you all the time. You lucky dog, you. I'm so jealous. I'll definitely be watching the live stream more. That's the only reason I read that letter is because of the last part where you're creeping on all your ladies.
Nope.
So
lovely.
Take that. Yeah. And it's because I'm mean to them. The secret to being around ladies is hating them.
No, that's not true.
It is 100% true. Shut up.
You don't hate me.
Shut up.
You don't hate me.
No, it's
you
not
try.
Hating them. It's being verbally abusive.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
He is verbally
Women
abusive.
Women love verbal abuse.
That's half true. I'll admit that. That's half true. You have to have the right amount of praise. You have to have a lot of money, and you have to have the right amount
it's
of
verbal abuse and buying them lots of things. That's how you do it.
Because it makes up for the abuse.
And uh-huh. being a baller.
No.
You're not a baller.
That's a pusher. That's pushing. No. I was okay with the other stuff.
I'm a baller.
No.
Next letter.
Oh, man.
You're dumb.
Just move on. Just You're move dumb, on. But...
Someone just texted Seth's Angels.
I like that. Oh, I like that a lot. Can we make a poster?
I'm gonna make you guys costumes. That's our Halloween costume.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Who's gonna be the Asian? Oh, Malia, obviously.
Yep.
No
yep.
doubt.
Minority goes with minority.
Yep.
Anyway.
That makes me.
You're Cameron Diaz.
That's what I was gonna say. And I'm Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Let's get back into these ones about Katrina and her being beautiful.
Yes, please.
Segue. Kimberly writes. Telling Katrina how beautiful she is, this is going to be the creepiest listener later segment of all time. Yeesh, thanks for making me squirm awkwardly in my chair while listening. Then Emma writes in.
These are all girls.
I know, because they aren't complimenting you yet. I have the voice still. Seth randomly asking for me to compliment Katrina's beauty the same week as she becomes single. Conspiracy, I say. Katrina is just looking to get with a listener now.
It's true.
Do you want us to send pictures? Would it make it that much easier for you to line us up like cattle and pick?
Yes.
Coming from a woman.
It would help a lot.
Katrina, you could just go out to bars like every other single girl and slut it up.
I can, because I work on fucking Saturday mornings.
Yeah, Saturday mornings.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Why do you think I'm not out there whoring myself now?
Because Saturday mornings really impede her Friday nights and Saturday nights.
They do. Because I work 6 o'clock in the morning, if not earlier, and I work 10-hour days. It sucks.
No need to pine for listeners to send in their compliments. You guys have a great show, and Katrina, I've listened to the bonus show, and obviously you don't need the attention of hordes of people running and saying that you were pretty, because anyone who gets that many guys is obviously pretty. Oh my god!
Oh, she's right.
Take a breath. So no more thinly veiled quest for compliments. I see right through your ruse.
She's just jealous.
She is. Because you're ugly. Brian, there's that verbal abuse that'll get you what you want to get.
Oh, God. I like that. I liked her letter a lot, though. I like that a lot.
That's funny.
Emma, send me a picture, and then I'll say you're not ugly.
We can be Facebook friends.
That's true. What should I read next? Okay. I'm trying to decide if I want to read this one that's kind of about you and me. Last or now? I'm trying
Last.
To
decide.
I'll read it because it's about both of you.
No.
You're so mean.
We both said no at the same time.
I know, that's why I'm laughing. Okay. I'm going to get Subway after this. You want to join?
No.
I didn't think so.
You're mean to me. I'll go get something even more delicious.
Oh, that's hilarious. Tyler. I watch a lot of TV and a lot of video on the internet, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's bad.
And Katrina, you are one of, if not the hottest girl I've watched.
Yeah! Oh, wait, that's so screwed.
That's so bad.
It's that great mix of your hot blonde hair and your hilarious personality. Most girls don't have a personality like yours. It's a strong one, and that's so hot. Just like
really?
Your body.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
That's what
Because a lot
Tyler
of times
says.
People tell me that my personality is too strong. And they want me to tone it down.
That's why I think me and you get along so well.
That's true.
Obviously, Tyler likes it. He either wants to date me really bad, but I don't have a hot body.
Tyler, send a picture.
Facebook request Katrina. All you're going to get on your timeline is a picture of dogs, though. Keep that in mind. The second you friend her, it's just dogs all over the place.
That's not true. I'm going to post the pictures from my Friday night out, which is all of three.
You horn it up.
All of three pictures. Dude, I drink so much on Friday night, and I didn't get drunk. What the hell was that? I don't drink.
Too much
hanging
out with me.
You think when I do drink that I would get smashed. Dude, I did a fucking tequila shot.
One?
And I did two Vegas bombs, and there's other stuff I took.
You know what I call a fifth of tequila shot, or one tequila shot? I call that a fifth of my drink.
Anyway, continue with
the beginning of the three drinks.
Is this the last letter?
No, we have one more about your beauty.
Okay, good.
And then we have one from Aubrey about me and you.
Okay. I don't want it to end.
Well, let me read the one about me and you then.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my
no!
God.
Okay, fine.
Tate writes, Katrina, okay. You're the hottest girl I know.
That's a lie.
When you walk, the flowers you pass by wilt in their infinite jealousy. When you breathe, the wind gives up in its mission. Yo-Yo Ma has CDs of you talking in his car just so he can hear the most wondrous thing in the world, your voice. The way you dress inspires every fashion designer in the world to be their best. So not true.
I'm in yoga
so
pants.
Not true.
I don't even didn't get dressed half the time.
Excuse me, this man's in the middle of a tribute.
I'm sorry.
The way you smile can melt ice sculptures.
That's true.
And whenever you attend a wedding, the groom wishes he was standing with you instead of his less attractive bride. If I was dating you, we would never leave the house. I'd keep you satisfied with chocolate strawberries, fine Chardonnay, and the never-ending love in my heart. And if you wanted to leave, we'd go to the finest restaurants and eat the finest food, because I'd be with the finest girl of all time. You, Katrina, you so fine. You so fine, you blow my mind.
Oh, God.
Okay, so there was that one for you. How'd you like that?
That was funny.
I can't tell if that man was serious.
I don't know what that was.
Well, one thing I thought was he's like, we would never leave. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to marry Seth.
Hey, I want to leave. I just work all the time.
No, then you don't want Chris to leave because she'll leave you.
I tried to get her to leave yesterday. I want her out of here so bad.
In general. No, because I want to take her to parties and stuff and you don't
she
want
She can that. Go. I'm giving you my permission. Take her. Please, for the love of God, take her.
She won't go.
I know she won't.
It's because you hatched her down so bad, she doesn't really want to leave anymore.
I don't know if she ever really
She's
did.
Afraid
did
to.
Did she ever do anything with She's you afraid. When she lived with you for those 2 weeks?
That was 2 weeks. I couldn't really tell.
One time I went out with Katrina, and then I came back, and he was mean to
I'm
me
just
because
saying,
I went out with Katrina.
I'm just saying.
We went to that comedian at K-State, but then we couldn't get in, so then we went to Malia's apartment
I remember
before
that
before you lived with her.
Also, was it like within 6 months of me getting divorced and being very vulnerable?
No.
Because there's a big difference between like 6 months after me breaking up with a woman I dated for 9 years.
I don't know. And we didn't go see him.
He sat in front of the tiny piano.
No, I saw him. That was Bo Burnham.
Oh. We didn't see him. We went and the line was so long and we didn't think we were going to get in. So we turned around and we left.
Went back and went saw.
No. No, Bo Burnham, I bought tickets to it. I watched it with my brother. Anyway. And Aubrey.
But please, take her with you. Invite her to every party. Even if the ones you're not going to, just invite her.
Okay.
Tell her where they are.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. Aubrey. Seth, you are a great photographer. This is supposed to help you with your self-esteem. Get you out of your funk.
Okay.
What you should do, and don't discuss this on the air if it makes it more feasible. It's not feasible at all, so that's why I'm discussing it.
It's not feasible.
Is take some hot glamour shots of Katrina. I'm not asking you so you can display them publicly, although I bet some guys would love that. But I think they'd make her feel beautiful in her own skin. As a woman who gained around 30 pounds during a pregnancy and then didn't really lose the weight, I was feeling pretty down on myself. Then my husband, who obviously noticed my outgoingness fade since I gained the weight, decided to surprise me with an appointment with a glamour photographer. He said the reason he did it was so that I could see me the same way the world sees me, aww, and not the way I'm currently seeing myself. That's the type of verbal non-abuse that leads to the end of relationships.
Okay, not your husband.
Should have been like, fatty,
him.
Get on the treadmill.
That's what he says to me.
Yeah. I don't want you.
I don't want you. Oh, Katrina, you're on a roll today.
I know.
You need to be in a funk more often because you're funnier.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Just a
That's
fact.
That's not true.
I don't know.
The other night when I was super happy and peppy, you're like, this is the best show we've ever done.
Well, we're on a roll of good shows. What can I say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's because
then
me.
I don't think it's your funk. I think it's just you.
It's just me. I'm just funny. That's
you are. You're hilarious. You're getting more hilarious every day, and you're so beautiful. Katrina, you're so fine. You so fine. You blow my mind.
Hey, Mickey.
Anyway, we're in the middle of Aubrey's proposal.
Okay, yes.
Where I may get to see you in
glamour shots.
Glamour clothing, whatever that is. Then my husband, blah, 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 blah. I already read that part.
Who's man of the year, if not century.
He was totally right. I think this is a great this is a great idea for you. Anytime you need a self-esteem boost, you could just look at them and feel sexy as all get out. So Seth convinced her. Then she won't have to rely on listener letters. She could just see it for herself. Now I'm on board, Katrina, if you want to do it. There you go. I've done them from relationships. I'm just saying, I took shots of Katie for her boyfriend, and they got married 2 weeks later. I'm not saying that I'm the reason they did it. I'm just not saying that I'm not. Getting your eyes over there. Everything working out for you?
She's crying. She's trying to hide
If there's any reason, if there's any episode you've got to buy to watch, it's this one. Katrina leaving the show during the second break, change her wardrobe, rubbing her eyes for 15 minutes in the middle of a listener letter segment.
They're really itchy.
Part of me wants to take a break and then come back and you're still itching your eyes.
I probably will be, because we'll take a break, and then I'm like, ah.
Okay, so that was our letters. Thank you very much for writing your letters.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Next week, the only ones I'm going to read are about Malia and Katrina doing a show, so send those our way. And the email address is life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H.com. And yeah, that's it. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back to end the show.
Aww.
Or we can, I mean, that segment can last as long as you want it to.
Okay.
All right, cool. We'll be right back with that.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life, segment number four. What?
You know what I just thought of?
What?
What? The song you should have been playing right there was an old school song of You Are So Beautiful.
I'll add that to the rotation for you.
Oh, goodness.
You know the name of that song?
Everything I hope. No.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Might have a spell.
Thank you.
You think it's by Joe Cocker?
Maybe. Sounds creepy.
Al Green and the Reverend?
Al Green.
You think it's by Al Green?
Probably.
It sounds like it. That sounds like
it. And the Reverend's just...
This sounds like it. Trina, send this out to you, baby. It's my dedication. Oh, you know what?
Turn it off now.
We got to change this up. We got to change the effect. No, don't want that one. How about this one?
What's happening?
Looking for... This one. Oh, we're getting closer. This one. No, that's Chipmunk. I don't want that one. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're listening to 96.5 Smooth Jazz. This isn't jazz. This is lovemaker music. Is what this is. Sorry. Send this out to a very special lady in my life. Katrina. Baby, this one's for you.
So beautiful. There's better versions of this song out there.
She's not happy with this version.
Listening to 96.5 Smooth Soul. It's better than Rough Soul, because no one likes a rough soul. They want some smooth soul. And that's what you get right here on 96.5, The Bedroom. Katrina, this is for you, baby.
The Bedroom. Yeah, this one's better.
So beautiful.
Right.
Why did you bring this song up, Katrina?
Right,
you are so beautiful.
Singing it to herself. Ultimate nihilism.
To me. Can't you see?
I thought it was Dream.
Dream, don't need it, whatever.
You are so beautiful.
To me.
Like he's going high, I'm going low.
I don't like his singing.
Are so beautiful.
So beautiful. It's so creepy with the name.
To me.
I can do people.
You are so beautiful.
Beautiful.
To me.
Okay. There's also a version by Escape the Fate, but I feel like it's not as romantic.
Why are you still in the chipmunk? Oh, God.
I do hear this.
This is not the same song.
This is not even close to being the song that we thought it was.
No.
A hardcore band should not name a song "You Are So Beautiful" unless it's this song. It's the only.
No, play
another one.
Which Westlife?
Sure. No, okay, still slow. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny.
Oh my god.
Yee.
Babyface.
This is not
do
good.
Babyface.
This is not a good song.
Babyface.
Anyway, you cut it.
This is it. Babyface.
This is the one I was thinking of.
Oh goodness.
All the single ladies, this is for you.
You are so beautiful. Was not expecting that. Michael Bolton, here we go. I feel like I've heard this version. This was pretty famous. Okay, well, you gotta have the horn in there.
Tanya Tucker. No, I'm just kidding, don't you?
Why is this song sung so many times?
The Mr.
times?
T Experience?
Where is that at?
Oh, that's, it says, weather is here, wish you were beautiful.
Oh.
I think, I don't know, I can't read it.
Billy Preston might actually be the original.
I don't think any of these are the original.
Diana Ross!
Don't. I'm just reading names.
Donny
the
Austin.
Beach Boys! The Beach Boys!
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Oh, it's a live version. Live at the Knebworth, England, 1980. Throwback here. 96.5, the bedroom. Oh, hey. Talk. Oh, this is why I hate concerts. Just sing the song, man.
What a beautiful England.
We ain't got all day.
England.
He just shouted out the entire country. Not London. Nope, England itself. Any day now. Be great.
I love there's a town called England.
This is not so like the Beach Boys. So
okay, you know what?
Okay, we're done.
The
just
joke,
stop
the
it.
Joe Cocker
just
one was
it.
Easily the best.
Oh, not again. I feel sorry to all our listeners.
They're loving it. If they're not, they can turn the channel. Show's over. I mean, we ended it. We ended after the last segment. Everyone knows that.
This is where
that.
We just sell the show.
Yeah, and instead we're playing You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker on 96.5 The Bedroom.
Our listeners are beautiful. You I hope.
So not Emma.
This is such an awful song.
Don't forget our plugs. All the plugs.
We can't just talk over silence now, so we gotta go back and actually play the intro song would probably be good.
Nah.
Where was that at? Right here. Okay. Back to where we were. You're what you have just witnessed is life at its greatest.
Okay.
Our funniest was right.
Really?
Was right there.
I don't think so.
I think it's probably the funniest we're gonna get. Can't expect more than that.
I think we've had funnier than that.
I don't know. Katrina whoring herself at the bars is pretty funny, but now it just doesn't seem. We just don't seem as good as what we did 5 minutes ago. It's really hard to recover from that.
No,
hilarity.
That's just because you're stuck in song mode.
Oh, I love songs. Anyway, if you want to see the video of this episode, and you want to see. Or you want to hear a duo radio for an hour before the show, you didn't watch it live, and you want to see it uncensored, and or you want to get it in high definition with no commercials, there's one way to do it. It's $1.29, you go to duo.com/life, and you buy the show. It's a great way to support us, and you get tons of stuff. You get the video, you get duo radio, it's uncensored, it's commercial free, and it's in high definition. What more, seriously, besides me coming to your house and kissing you?
That's what I was going to say. Actually, I mean, what more do you want except being in person?
I mean, what else could you want besides that? That is the best we could possibly do. So go help us out. Buy the episode. It makes us very happy.
We could make more money if we did.
Go to people's houses? They have to live here.
No, I mean have them come here. I'm not. My ass isn't moving over, moving around.
You pay $5, you can come to my house. Okay, that's fine. $5, you can come to the studio. Anytime
and watch
you want.
Us live.
Or be on the show.
No,
I don't care.
No, watch us.
Okay, watch us.
Because we don't know if they're going to
do I'll take
not.
Glamour shots of you like I'm going to do for Katrina. That's what we're going to do. So, also, tell your friends. Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. Each of those is facebook.com/duo, twitter.com/duo. Like us. Follow us. Read Katrina's blog. She put up a new blog last week. She's very sad no one commented, and that's because I didn't tell anybody about it. So go make her feel better and go to duo.com/blog and read
it's
Katrina's...
It's a sucky blog. I mean, I don't blame anyone for not commenting.
Well, read it and you decide. Tell her it's sucky if it's sucky. At least,
that's okay.
At least you'll have a comment.
That's okay.
And yeah, so do that. Also, we'll be back Sunday. Next Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m., 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock p.m.
Oh, something
one,
like that.
1, 2, and 3!
I need to be here by 1. Dual Radio starts at 2. The show starts at 3.
That's right. Yeah. So watch us live, duo.com/live. And go to the Duo shop and buy a Lucy t-shirt that she can wear around the house.
Yep, that's
yep.
Great.
Duo.com/shop. Got great t-shirts there for you for all types of shows. And that's it. Trevor's going to be on soon. Katrina wrote down as a note.
Yeah, next week.
Sweet.
Nice.
So there you go. Another reason to watch live next week. So, yeah, I guess that's it for the show, huh?
Yep.
I guess so.
Yep.
Guess that's it.
Yep.
What more do you guys want? We sang Joe Cocker, talked about Katrina's beauty, talked about how she dressed up her dog. All we did was talk about Katrina this entire episode. Vest,
yep.
Vest that hugs you.
Bad idea.
We'll be right back. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
We'll be right back if you wait a week. That's
we'll be back
week.
In a week. Woohoo! Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks a lot for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This is Life.
Well, I'm just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Oh, lie, 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 lie. Asking only workman's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying out in my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home. La 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 la. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Oh, lie, lie, lie.